I'd read in Melbourne that Vincent's lawyer was named Precious Martin. Precious must be a woman, I thought, because in the film Precious, she was a she. But a niggle tickled my brain. Precious must be a man's name too. The first three pictures on Google Images were of a man named Precious, a woman named Precious, and an otter named Precious. Thoughtus, I don't know where to start. Please believe me when I say I've not forgotten what I did and how wary I have to be of myself. I don't know how to reply. I want to say that you are strong, so strong to be able to write to me and recall the events and my actions. I want to thank you for not hating me, although I'd like you to. I want to tell you that the events and emotions I was party to in Iceland have replayed in my head many times, usually when I'm by myself for any length of time. They flash past me, vividly accurate, and then, shortly after the denial and positive character reinforcement, comes a question. But this is not about me. Whatever I can do or offer you, I'm more than willing.
Mr. Missing Neck, who clearly has been eavesdropping while he does arm raises with a twin hanging from each forearm, says,
That's because you two are madly in love. That's where the phrase comes from. Madly in love. Get it? Because you're mad for each other.
Tessa smiles at me, but speaks to him.
You're exactly right, Xavier.
Oh, so that's his name. Listen, Xavier, you certainly have a way with the children. Would you mind helping watch them for a moment so Tessa and I can pop down to the cafeteria for a tea? Reuben raises one eyebrow.
Is that what you're calling it these days? A tea?
Dad, he meant a tea, for goodness sake.
She shoots him a warning look. Reuben withers, but just a bit.
There's a great book by William B. Irvine called A Guide to the Good Life, The Ancient Art of Stoic Joy, which teaches the wisdom of the ancient Greek philosophy of Stoicism. I love it because it teaches many great principles and daily practices. One that stands out is the power of negative thinking, a technique practiced in meditation where you think constantly about losing valuable possessions and of loved ones dying.
But a great driver drives with his fingertips in his arms, his shoulders, his stomach, the back of his neck, his intestines, his entrails, and toes. You don't need gauges. Your body's full of them. It's telling you what you need to know all the time. But only a few listen. And that's the difference between a good driver and a great one. The great drivers listen.